Liverpool Live. During my 50 years on radio, it's been my very great pleasure to interview many people from all walks of life in the entertainment world. Here's a guy I was lucky enough to see at the Empire when I was very, very young. It's Mr. Twister himself, Chubby Checker.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Everything you need and everything you want delivered to your door.
Liverpool Live. There's a song we've not played on this radio station for a while, but it gives me great pleasure to play it. I've always liked it. It's a song called The Class, which showed you what a versatile person Chubby Checker was. I bet you never knew he was a great impressionist. He's here with me now on the line. Chubby Checker, the man who saved the dance floor. How are you, Chubby?
I'm just good. So glad. Thank you for having me on and for all your people out there.
Oh, it's a great pleasure, Chubby. It really is, because, like so many people, I owe you so much, because yours was the only dance I could do. Everybody could do the twist.
Well, you owe me for all that action you got.
I wasn't as graceful as you, but I got away with it.
Okay, then. Thank you.
It's been an incredible career for you, Chubby, hasn't it?
It's always good. And, you know, what we do is still out there. And everybody's having a good time with it. It's just, you know, it's the style.
Yeah.
That I look at the girl and she's looking at me and we're doing something. And that style has never left us, because in the 60s and the 70s up to the very moment, they're still doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And we did the twist, the pony, the fly, the shake, the hucklebuck, and those girls were getting too, they were sweating too much, and the guys had their clothes, they were sweating too much. So what they did, they slowed down the beat, and the boogie was born, and it's still here with
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Proud to be your milkman and women. Proud to serve you every single day.
So what are you doing over here at the moment, Chubb? Are you going to do a tour?
We're going to the Butlins on Saturday, and a show in the afternoon and one in the evening. I think it's sold out, but still, I want everybody to know about it. We're going to go on the stage tomorrow with me and my guys that I brought from America, and we're going to blow the place up, and when it's all burned up, we're going to go home.
And hopefully you're going to come back. Now, you have done Liverpool, haven't you, Chubby, if you can remember that far back to the 60s. You actually did the Liverpool Empire.
Listen, I have been to the UK many, many times. You know, I even brushed up on my Liverpool accent. What are you doing, Marty? You're going to Liverpool, one of our over there, okay.
No, I'll tell you why you should remember Liverpool, Sonny, because you did it of a Sunday night at the Liverpool Empire. And the Liverpool Empire, at that time, was under the Lord's Day Observance Society. And you were told if you moved off the spot, they'd stop the show. So you had to do the twist on the spot.
And we did what we were told, didn't we?
You did. Well,
I know we did.
You actually apologised to the audience and said you can't understand it, but you weren't allowed to move off that spot.
And I did what I was told, because I want to keep the peace.
Of course. Now, there's another side of your career, of course, Chubby, because you're a big, big Northern Soul favourite, aren't you?
Pardon me?
The other side to you, you're a big Northern Soul favourite, aren't you?
Well, you know, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, I mean, at the discotheque was a massive record in Northern Soul. It used to fetch hundreds of pounds.
Well, you know, what we do out there with, when we're moving around, we try to keep it down. And it's hard to keep it down, but I work as hard as I can to do that.
Yeah. But at the discotheque, hey, was it got everybody up on the floor, and you did the thing called Come All Our Beasts Stay. That was very popular as well.
That was funny. You know, the thing is, when someone said to me, they said, Chubby, let's do a disco song. I said, well, we did that already, but maybe they don't understand, so let's do it again. It was one of our last songs, like, you know, 64, 65. How about the song, Hey, 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 what do you say?
Yeah,
I love you. That was a good song. Tony Hatch did that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fun. That was fun.
You even did a song, didn't you, as a tribute to our own Freddie and the Dreamers?
Hey, I sure did. And Freddie and I did a show, I think it was maybe in 81 in South Africa. And we were together, and we had a great show together. And I hope, Freddie, you're listening to this, because I still love you.
Well, Chubby, all I can say is let's hope that when you're coming back to tour, you're going to come here in Liverpool. We'd love to have you.
I want to be in the same place as the Beatles were. That'd be nice.
Oh, that'd be great. The Cavern would love you to go down there.
I'd love that.
And are you still twisting, Chubby?
It was still making it look good. And like I said, we're going to come out on Saturday. We're going to burn it down. And then after everybody's all worn out, we're going to go home.
Chubby, great talking to you. Enjoy
Thank
yourself.
You.
And let's hope it won't be too long before you're back again.
So good to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chubby.
Bye-bye.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Proud to be your milkmen and women. Proud to serve you every single day. Liverpool
Live. If you enjoy my podcast, there's more over the next few weeks. Don't forget to subscribe. Click the link below. It's free. Liverpool Live.